This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Good afternoon, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, live in Venice, California, Venice Beach, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean in the historic Santa Monica Bay, coming to you through the amazing benefit of internet radio. You're tuned in specifically to K4HD.com. That's K for night, the number 4, the letter H for happiness, D for determination.com. You can reach us by telephone at 818-570-5443. And if you ever miss a moment of this show, you can go to iHeartRadio. That's iHeart Radio, iHeartRadio.com, and do a search for The Joy of Living. That's the name of the show. That's the reason you tuned in, because it's all about you. It's called The Joy of Living, and that's what you want out of life, the joy of living. And as is our want, we always warn people up front. Barry Shore uses four-letter F-U words. I am prone to use a four-letter F-U word throughout the show. We also use acronyms. We also say hello to people from various unique places throughout the globe, because this is internet radio, and we are accessed by hundreds of thousands of people who are listening to us right now. And as I ask all the time, we want to urge you to give me five. Everybody should go to iHeartRadio.com. Look up The Joy of Living and share it with five family members, friends, or even people you don't like, because if they start listening, you will like them. They'll become better people. Okay, we have a big shout out from somebody in Vladivostok. That's Vladivostok, V as in victory, L-A-D-I, V as in victory, O-S-T-O-K, Vladivostok, a city that I really always wanted to visit, and hopefully will do sometime. It is the farthest, most western city in the former Soviet Union, today called Russia. It is a large Pacific port. It's the terminus of the Trans-Siberian Railway, which I want to ride one day, because it's a 7-day journey from Vladivostok to Moscow, or vice versa, on these beautiful, beautiful train, which covers the longest distance of any railway system in the world. So hello from Vladivostok. Wow, look at this. 3, 4, 5, 7 people from Vladivostok. Welcome. It's good to have you here, and I'm glad that you can understand my English and have a lot of fun with us. There you go. Right away, Mr. Shore using his four-letter F-U word, fun. That's F-U-N-N. And don't say, oh, Mr. Shore, that's not how you spell fun. Well, that's how I spell it, and you can too. Have fun. You can make things the way you want. It doesn't have to be just because it's in a dictionary a certain way. You can play with words and really do something interesting and say those four-letter F-U words to your friend. Have fun. Speaking of that, we always talk about here the acronym called WWW. Now, most people in the world, not you 251,683 people listening, but most of the people in the world think that WWW stands for World Wide Web. But you know, because you've been listening to the show for a while, that WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And yes, what a is a word. What a wonderful world. We like acronyms, especially when we reframe them in the most positive, powerful, potent forces that they can be, because the show is all about the joy of living, and it's all about you. Everything that we do here is about you. And today's show is one of the best topics that we've ever delved into. We are going to do a deep dive into your brain. And not just your brain, we're going to do a deep dive into your mind. We're going to work with your mind and your brain and discuss how absolutely phantasmagorically wonderful both of these amazing systems are. And notice that we don't equate the brain and the mind. Yes, they overlap, there's no question. But the a simple analogy would be hardware and software, where the brain is the hardware and the mind is the software. But that is on such a small level that it really doesn't do justice to either one, because the brain is truly the most marvelous creation in the entire universe. And I use the term creation purposely. I am of the opinion, the belief, nay, I will even say knowledge, that there is a creator. Yes, there is a creator. Whether you call the creator God or any other name, there is a creator. And the creator endowed us with this thing called a brain, which is the source of all of our physical, emotional, and spiritual faculties. It includes our rational thoughts and ideals and ideas and our memory and our knowledge and our faith. On the simplest level, the brain is a storehouse of all the thoughts and experiences of a person's life, whether they be for the good or for the better. We want to utilize that storehouse in the most beneficial way possible for ourselves and every single human being that we encounter, because that's part of the purpose of life. We have spoken many times in the show about the four P's, and the first P is purpose. With a purpose-filled life, you make a difference. You make a difference. No matter where you are, who you are, whatever your circumstances, when you have purpose in life, you make a difference. And now we have a big shout out, not just from Vladivostok, but from Taos, New Mexico. Taos is T-A-O-S, Taos, New Mexico. It is a singularly interesting city in the sense that it is highly elevated, both spiritually and physically. It sits at 6,969 feet above sea level. It's easy to remember, 6969, that's where it sits, just below 7,000 feet. Taos, New Mexico, population under 6,000 people, although it swells during the summertime because it's an artist community. And we have, 17 people waving to us from Taos, New Mexico. I am deeply honored that people listening from Taos, New Mexico. So Taos, New Mexico, and Vladivostok in the U.S. and the former Soviet Union, now Russia, are saying hello to everybody from around the world. So a huge embracing hug for everybody. And that is, of course, the beauty of the joy of living. This show is about the joy of living. It's about what a wonderful world. It's about having fun in life, F-U-N-N. So we're going to go really deep and just start discussing more things about the brain and the mind. Because I said, they're two different things, even though they overlap. And we're going to begin to understand some marvelous ideas about the brain. The brain, you ready for this? Has over 100 trillion number of neural connections. They're called synapses. Synapse is S-Y-N-A-P. SES. 100 trillion synapses in the ordinary human brain. Now that, to put it in perspective, if you could possibly do such a thing, that's about 1,000 times more than the number of stars in our galaxy. So we're talking about numbers that defy our basic comprehension. That is the human brain. 100 trillion connections that allow each and every one of us to function in an autonomous way, which means an unthinking way, i.e., you do not regulate your heartbeat and think about it all the time, because if you had to do that, that's all you'd be doing. Because you also have to breathe, you have to swallow, you have to walk and talk, think. There's so many things to do. So there's a lot of things that we do without having to use our brain, but our brain does most of those things. That is a great blessing. But it takes all those 100 trillion connections to be able to do a lot of things we want to do in life. Now, interestingly enough, of course, the power that is in any one human brain, if you were to make a comparison to a power station that drives electricity for an entire city. Let's take New York City. New York City has various and sundry power stations that allow the electricity to function day and night. The amount of energy is enormous. I won't calculate it in terms of kilowatts for the moment, but suffice it to say that one day, one course of 24 hours of powering New York City does not measure up to the power of a human brain. Matter of fact, you could power the city of New York for decades with the power of one human brain. Now, may you say, wait a minute, Mr. Shore, how is that possible? How can a brain produce electricity? Well, in fact, it was brains that did produce electricity. It was brains that harnessed electricity. It was brains that enabled human beings to build something called power plants, where water flowing in a certain direction with a certain amount of energy created the electricity that powers homes and factories and such. That's the power of the brain. With 100 trillion connections, the brain is capable of far more than we oftentimes credit for. It's been said many times in many places that the brain is the most powerful force in the world. And when we come back from our break, we will be discussing much more about the power of your brain. See you in 2 minutes. Bye.
Hey, this is Rich Ward, the Duke of Metal from Fozzy, and you're listening to K4HD Radio because you have good taste in music.
This is Rebel Medler. Join me for In Your Face on W4CY.com, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Fiesta Pet Deli, South Florida's original and only fresh food deli for pets. We carry a full line of products like Bravo, Nature's Variety, and BioComplete. We have FDA-approved meals that are prepared daily. Stop by our brand new store located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in the Festival Flea Market in Pompano, Florida, or call 954-971-2500. Check us out online at www.realfoodforpets.com. If your pet's overweight, suffers from skin problems, or you suspect food allergies, we have the solution. We also carry a large variety of pet strollers, bedding, apparel, collars, leashes, natural chews, and grooming supplies. Veterinarian-owned and operated, Fiesta Pet Deli's mission is to help every pet owner have the healthiest pet they possibly can. Call us today for local deliveries or shipping throughout the United States. Call Fiesta Pet Deli today at 954-971-2500. That's 954-971-2500.
Welcome back, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We left our intrepid heroes deep in the brain, 100 trillion synapses in the human brain, and the human brain weighs only about 3 pounds. It's not the large, it doesn't weigh the most of any brain in the world. That's for the sperm whale, which has a brain of about 17 pounds. But then again, sperm whale doesn't have to do what we do. 3 pounds, 100 trillion neurons. And it directs us, or allows us to direct ourselves to become powerful, purposeful, beneficial beings. We're going to discuss two things now. Remember, we talked about the brain and the mind. They are not the same thing. The brain is more like a storehouse. The brain is something that is best utilized for thinking good thoughts. When you think good thoughts, you are sending out energy into the universe that is creating a difference, as if you lit up a city. Now, the book called Proverbs, which was written about 3,000 plus years ago, has a great line in it. In the 4th chapter, the 23rd verse, the line reads, "More than you guard anything, guard your mind." Guard your mind, because from your mind come all the results of life. You see, the brain is that place that processes information. It's the mind that enables that information to be utilized to create new ideas, to create forms and substance that can change things for the better. We talked about power in New York City. It's all powered from the brain. Brain power created electricity. Brain power enables airplanes to fly. Brain power enables cars to be driven. Brain power enables you to be loved and to love and to create harmony and peace and joy and happiness. And there's nothing greater in the world. You see, intelligence is given. Morality is acquired. Habit rules. When the brain is in habitual mode, which it must be for certain things, that is good. But when the brain or the mind is engaged in habit, it will limit what you can do in the world. So, for instance, heartbeat, your intestines, your stomach, your breathing. That's all part of the autonomic nervous system. You don't want to have to use your brain or your mind to regulate those things. But what you want to be able to do is utilize your mind to be able to create those things which are ephemeral, which are hard to touch, and yet which make up the very essence and substance of life. Again, joy, happiness, peace, and love. So we're going to transition now from brain, for the moment, into the mind. The mind has two particular parts. One is called the conscious mind, and the other is the subconscious mind. Your conscious mind is that which enables you to look at certain situations and determine what it is you want to do, and then fulfill your desire. Hopefully, it's always for something beneficial, positive, and good, such as helping somebody across the street, giving money for charity, feeding someone, preparing food, eating with purpose, even going to sleep with purpose. That's the mind. The mind is involved with looking at problems, looking at situations, and solving them for the best possible outcome. Not just for the self, but taking into consideration all the ramifications for other people. Because the less we deal with helping the self, and the more we deal with helping the other, the greater our contribution to life is. Because the joy of living is found in attaining unselfishness. To be able to be a conduit of good, a child of God, a cog, as it were, in this great machine called life, and to be able to bring about change for goodness, and to build in our own lives an ecosystem of good, that's where the conscious mind comes into play. When you consciously help someone, when you consciously look at a situation where you know you could be of benefit and you act, you are now making a difference. And whenever you make a difference in life, it's as if you were powering an entire city. That's the genius of a conscious act done purposely and for good. You are a power station, stronger, more capable, more powerful than any yet known upon the surface of the earth. That's the genius of the conscious mind. I'm going to touch now on the subconscious mind, because we're diving deep. We talked about the brain. The brain is a functional, amazingly powerful instrument. 100 trillion connections in every single brain. But without the mind, the brain will just be a processor. The mind allow enables you to consciously bring about joy in life, the joy of living, which is why you're listening to now K4HD.com. And we urge you, if you ever miss any part of this show, go to iHeartRadio.com, type in the joy of living, listen again, and share with friends. Give me 5, because we want to get to 1 million people in the audience, and we can really make that difference in life. So we went from the brain to the mind, and now we're going to be discussing the subconscious mind, because that is where the real lever of life is. That is where everything happens that enables you to literally change the course of human events. You are such a powerful force that when you combine your conscious mind, the power of your brain, and your subconscious, and you begin to program it to do purposeful, positive, powerful things, you will change the course of human events. That's who you are. That's why you're listening to The Joy of Living, to learn how you can be the best possible you. Because when you are the best you, the world is better off. You make things happen. You spread joy, happiness, peace, and love. And when we come back from our break, we're going to dive deeply into the subconscious mind. So we'll see you in just 2 minutes on the other side of this break. Get ready to power your conscious mind.
Fiesta Pet Deli, the only true holistic pet food retailer in South Florida. We carry a full line of fresh and frozen diets from Bravo, Nature's Variety, and BioComplete. We also carry a full line of pet strollers, pet apparel, collars and leashes, natural treats, and grooming supplies. The best part is, we have limited local deliveries and shipping throughout the United States. So come by and see our store at the Festival Marketplace, located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in Pompano, Florida. Or call us at 954-971-2500. Again, that's
957-1-2500. Hey everyone, I'm Jimmy Starr, the King of Cool, and your host of The Jimmy Starr Show, the entertainment radio show for all you cool and unique people looking to get a behind-the-scenes peek at what's going on in the entertainment industry. Listen in as me and my cool crowd of co-hosts bring you celebrity guests, new music, and the good times in fashion, entertainment, and pop culture. Right, everybody?
Right!
Tune in live Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on W4CY.com.
Hi, this is Pathetic from Anti-Flag, and you're listening to K4HD Radio.
Welcome back, beautiful, beloved, bountiful, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, K4HD.com. That's K for night, number four, H for happiness, D for determination. And you can find us on iHeartRadio.com. Search for The Joy of Living, and you can share this show, Give Me Five, with five other people and tell them about the fact that you use four-letter F-U words. That's F-U-N-N. Have fun in life, which is what we're doing now, because we're discussing your brain, your conscious mind, and now we're going to be delving deeply into the subconscious mind, because that's where you become the best possible you. You will nurture yourself. You will develop like a flower. You will learn to be able to be calm and patient and loving and caring and never have a bad day. Impossible does not exist in the subconscious mind. And that's where you're going to find your best possible self. So we talked about the brain. 100 trillion neural connections in your brain. Okay, that's to control your autonomic system, your heart, your stomach, your breathing, your walking, your talking. But it's the conscious mind that enables you to look at situations and make decisions. Because as we said, intelligence is given, morality is acquired, habit rules. We all fall into habits. The question is, how do we and when do we examine those habits to determine a good habit or not so good, and to eliminate the ones that we don't want and to foster the ones we want? And that's where the conscious mind and the subconscious come into being. I will say this, and I know it to be true, that circumstances can only affect you in so far as you allow them to do so. You are swayed by circumstances because you don't have the right understanding of the nature and the use and the power of your thoughts, of your subconscious mind. You believe, and upon this little word, belief, hang all of your joys and sorrows at the moment, that outward things have the power to make or mar your life. And by so doing, you submit to those outward things. You confess that you're their slave and that they are your unconditional master. Now, by doing this, you invest those circumstances with a power that they don't of themselves possess. And you succumb, in reality, not to the circumstances, but to the gloom or gladness, the fear or the hope, the strength or the weakness, which your thought sphere has thrown around them. Your thought sphere. Think about that. It's as if you are walking and you have this remarkable glow about you, this aura, as it's called, A-U-R-A, from your tip of your head to the bottom of your foot. And it's radiating and it's protecting you. And it emanates directly from you. That's your thought sphere. What you put into it determines what will happen to you. When your thought sphere is positive, purposeful, powerful, and it's oriented only towards joy, happiness, peace, and love, then that's what will happen in your life. Now, you can say, wait a minute, Mr. Shore, how is that possible? I mean, look at you talking about me. I was standing up in the morning like everybody listening to the show, or I hope everybody listening to the show, and healthy and happy and hale and hearty. And that evening, I was in the hospital paralyzed from my neck down. I became what is called a quadriplegic. All I could move was my mouth. That was 15 years ago. I'm better today. But I can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb, and I need help walking. But I can do so many things. So wait a minute, you're telling me that your thought sphere, Mr. Shore, was not working that day? Your ray gun wasn't on? Yes, that's what I'm saying. My thought sphere was not as powerful as it is today because I've been working with and on my thought sphere, my subconscious mind. Let's do a little experiment. Let's have a lot of fun. F you. You hear me? F you, everybody. That's F-U-N-N. Fun. I'd like you to put into your mind's eye. You don't have to close it even. You just close your eyes. You can keep them open. Doesn't matter. I want you to think about a baseball. I want you to hold that baseball in your hand. And then bounce it up and down one or two times, and just feel that baseball. Wow, that's a baseball. Feel it, touch it. It has a certain smell even to it, right? Now, in your subconscious mind, replace it with a tennis ball. Wow, that's a whole different feeling, isn't it? It's the texture is different. The weight is different. How about a ping pong ball? Woo! How about a golf ball? How about a silk scarf? Each one of these items you can hold in your hand, you can imagine, you can know them, and they are as real in the subconscious mind as if they existed in the conscious mind. The power and the genius of your brain with its 100 trillion synapses and your conscious mind is that your subconscious mind is what determines how you see the world. Your brain will process whatever you put into your subconscious mind. Let me repeat it again, and I'll repeat it again. Your brain will process whatever you put into your subconscious mind. Whatever it is that you want and desire, I urge you to make it positive. purposeful, plentiful, beautiful. But whatever it is that you want, what you put into your conscious mind, subconscious mind, will be delivered by your brain and your conscious mind. Whatever you put into your subconscious mind will be delivered to your brain and your conscious mind. It will make itself happen in what you call the real world. That tennis ball that you were feeling is no different whether it came out of a can, you picked it up on the tennis court, or you're holding it in your hand now with just your subconscious mind thinking about it. It is as real in any one of those circumstances. That's the power, the genius, the beauty, the life of your subconscious mind. The only pity is very few people, if any, have ever told you about your subconscious mind and its ability to bring forth those things that you want in your life that will enable you to fulfill your life and your purpose and make it so that you can be the difference in the world that you really want to be. That's the power of the subconscious mind. And when we come back, we are going to go deep into the subconscious mind so you'll be able to utilize it whenever and wherever you want. See you in just a couple minutes. Bye now.
Have you ever dreamed of having your own radio show? Well, W4CY Radio makes dreams come true. You can be a radio personality on the number one ranked internet radio station in West Palm Beach, Florida. We can be heard in 105 countries in all U.S. states. Promote your business. Earn up to $10,000 per month and more. It's all up to you. Have fun and be heard. Call 561-506-4031. That's 561-506-4031. Start your radio show now.
Have you ever dreamt of being on the radio? Well, now is your chance. Be a radio show guest on the number one ranked internet radio station and promote you and your business for free. Yes, you heard it, free. Business advertising right here on W4CY.com. Call 561-506-4031 now to get booked on one of our shows. That's 561-506-4031. Get your free advertising now.
How healthy is your pet? Does your pet suffer from ear infections, allergies, diabetes, cancer? Does your pet have a sensitive stomach? Well, we have the solution. Who are we? Fiesta Pet Deli, South Florida's original and only fresh food deli for pets. Our exclusive real food diets bring back the puppy and kitten in your pet. Have a healthier pet, less shedding, less scratching and itching, and eliminate allergies. We carry a full assortment of healthy, holistic, frozen, canned, and dry foods. Try out South Florida's largest selection of natural supplements. We also have a large selection of natural treats, chews, and natural grooming products. It's only natural to stop by Fiesta Pet Deli for all your natural products to keep your pet healthier and happier. Stop by Fiesta Pet Deli at the Festival Marketplace, located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in Pompano. Or call us at 954-971-2500. That's 954-971-2500. Don't forget, ask for your $10 off coupon, good for any purchase over $50. Fiesta.
Welcome back, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We are doing a deep dive into the subconscious mind. The brain, your brain, a most marvelous creation in the world, the most marvelous creation in the history of the world. And yes, it was created. 100 trillion neurons, 1,000 times more than the stars in the galaxy. That's your brain. It's not there just to allow you to breathe and to process food, to ingest, digest, eliminate, and procreate. The brain solves problems. That's the conscious mind. When you put to use the brain that has storehouses of knowledge, and you have your conscious mind seeing issues, difficulties, problems, things to be changed for the better, like providing electricity for cities in many different ways, energy, helping people with medicine. Everything you can think of in the conscious world came as a result of the brain working with the conscious mind. But they really came about through the use of the subconscious mind. The power that exists in your brain and your conscious mind pales in comparison to what is in your subconscious mind. In your subconscious, you can program whatever you want to happen in your mind, in your conscious mind, and in your brain. It's the subconscious that changes everything, that enables you to really see things as they can be. You are Leonardo da Vinci, who could see things in his mind's eye. You are Albert Einstein, who ran experiments in his mind's eye, in his subconscious, and created a world that today is powered by atomic energy. It's the subconscious mind. And the greatest part of the subconscious mind is brought about through the greatest medication in the world, which is meditation. The greatest medication is meditation. Meditation, centered upon divine realities, is the very essence and soul of prayer. It's the silent reaching upward of the soul toward the eternal. When you ask and place into your subconscious mind the questions that most affect you, how is it that you can live in joy, happiness, peace, and love, and be an emissary in the world that makes a difference, that brings about good always for everyone? Now you're beginning to work with the most powerful force in the history of the world, your subconscious mind. Calmness of mind is one of the most beautiful jewels of wisdom. And you can become calm in the measure that you understand yourself as a thought-evolved being. You become calm in the measure that you understand yourself as a thought-evolved being. Because as you develop a right understanding and you see more and more clearly the internal relations of things by the action of cause and effect, then you stop worrying and fretting and fussing, and you remain poised, steadfast, and serene. Serenity is a hallmark of the subconscious mind. And everybody, can work with their subconscious mind and bring about anything and everything that they want in life. Everything that you want in life, as long as it's purposeful, positive, it will be brought about by your subconscious mind. You program it, and you can do that by meditation. meditation doesn't mean that you have to dress in a certain white robes and sit on the floor in a certain way and paint yourself or chant or anything like that. Meditation often is sitting still, creating what we call a quiet mind, a silent mind. Quiet mind, silent mind. We've discussed this in past shows, that the beautiful way of creating a meditative environment is to say this, quiet mind to yourself, silent mind, three times, and then just breathe on silent mind until you don't even think about silent mind anymore. And it may last only for a tenth of a second, maybe an entire second or two. But when you're in that silent mind, your subconscious becomes open to you, and anything and everything that you put in there will be actualized in your life. Let me say it again, as powerfully as I possibly can. Whatever it is that you put into your subconscious mind will be actualized in your life circumstances. It may take time, but it will occur. Whether you want healing, helping someone else, whether it's more money to be able to do more good, whatever it is that you want, truly want, and you place into your subconscious mind, it will come about. It must come about. It will happen. That is how we have been created. Your brain, that remarkable, powerful instrument with 100 trillion synapses. Your conscious mind, actively looking at situations and wanting to make them better, utilizes the subconscious mind in the most gentle, loving, soft, calm way to create serenity and therefore all things that you want with purpose will happen. When you follow, under all circumstances, the highest promptings within you, when you are true to your divine self, when you rely on that inward voice, that inward light, and you pursue your purpose with a fearless and restful heart, knowing that the future will bring to you the need of every thought and effort, knowing that the laws of the universe can never fail. The laws of the universe can never fail, and that your own will come back to you with mathematical exactitude. This is truly faith and the living of faith. That's who you are. This is the joy of living. This is the reason that we're sharing with each other, listening. This is the reason I am here, broadcasting on internet radio. You can hear the show on iHeartRadio.com. Search for The Joy of Living. Listen to it again. Share it with family, friends, and again, even people you don't like, because by sharing this with people you don't like, they might become people you do like. They will. This is the genius and the love of real life. Your brain and your sub and your conscious mind working together with your subconscious mind, nothing stands in your way. You will bring about into the world that glorious dream that you have, because you have been built to make a difference. You are a powerful, purposeful, positive, beautiful person. You are immortal, and you are destined for goodness, for true life, eternal life. You're always looking for the good and finding it. That's why you're a good-looking person. I bless you, as I do every show, with this. Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Thank you, and we will see you again soon. Bye now. Make it a great one.